Welcome to another edition of the Language Headlines minicast from Away With Words. I'm Grant Barrett. Last year, British slang lexicographer Jonathan Green struck a deal with the publisher Chambers Harrop to create an exhaustive dictionary of English slang. Now, says the London Telegraph, the first fruit of that relationship has appeared in the form of the Chambers Slang Dictionary. The main sources of slang, Green says, have remained the same: sex and sexual organs, drinking, and terms of abuse. But there are always innovations. The Telegraph offers some of them. Boiler house, modern British rhyming slang for spouse; jawsing, U.S. teen slang for lying; and muzzy, an Irish word for a naughty child. In the Paper Cuts blog of the New York Times, Jennifer Schussler reviews On the Dot by Nicholas and Alexander Humez. It's an exhaustive look at the period or the dot, that little piece of punctuation that does so much. And I do mean exhaustive. The book is so digressive and sometimes so far afield of its subject matter that you might find yourself flipping to the front to make sure you're still reading the same book. In the reader discussion of that book, I discovered the finny, F-I-N-I. This is a new piece of punctuation created by Dave Rosenthal, an assistant managing editor at the Baltimore Sun. The finny is a square instead of a circle. Dave says, a period is usually a fine way to end a sentence, but when there's a forcefulness attached to the words, I worry that the period will roll away. It is, after all, just a tiny black ball. Do you want to find out what Virginia Woolf and John Steinbeck sounded like? They're part of an audio collection from the British Library called The Spoken Word, British Writers. It was discussed on NPR's All Things Considered. The audio is a rare find, as many recordings of the early days of radio were never saved. Recordings by George Orwell, for example, have yet to be found, even though he worked for the British Broadcasting Corporation. You can find a link to the text and audio for that story, and to all of these stories, on the website of Away With Words, public radio's call-in show about words and language, at waywardradio.org. For Away With Words, I'm Grant Barrett.
Support for Away With Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-Authors or learn more online at iUniverse.com.